Stop.
Welcome.
Hey, добро пожаловать
to Yena Look. Fuzzy Rules Podcast, round 11 episode. Can you believe it's round 11?
Oh,
round halfway, almost through the season.
I know, it's actually ludicrous.
Yeah, time.
Amazing effort.
Time flies.
Time goes by.
Buck's going to be Christmas ladder, in no time.
One week at a time.
The ladder's not what we...
I called it.
The Eagles at the top.
Yeah, I called North Melbourne in the top eight as well. I definitely... If you go back and listen to round one, you'll hear me say, I think North Melbourne's going to be the big improver this year. And they're going to definitely finish in the top eight for sure.
Yep.
100%. So there have been a few surprises, and our man that our Supercoach comp was named after, Fat Willie Rioli, is really, he's actually becoming a decent AFL caliber player.
Running around patting umpires on asses.
Yeah, even a little lad patting them up. He's as I said last week, I don't understand, but that's all right. Apparently fat people can play football.
Yeah, fat people get it done.
Lance Whitnell. Superstar.
Oh, Lance Whitnell.
Scotty Cummings,
yeah. These are all honorary Rig of the Week.
Plugger.
Contemporaries.
Plugger was just beast.
Yeah. All right. Let's get stuck into the news.
Oh, fuck. I love news, bro.
Can you get the AFL homepage up?
Okay, hold on.
So, look.
Okay, hold on.
Aaron Sandilands has been ruled out.
He got
concussed, and he's not going to play this week. So, Fremantle's chances.
Did he get reported
winning
for that?
No.
He didn't?
I think he got cleared.
Yeah, I thought he might get a week.
But he's out. Well, he's out. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
From soreness.
So is Chris Maston 3 weeks.
So that's not good for Fremantle because they're going to have to play someone pretty untried because Darcy's out.
If Richmond can play Sean Grigg, then Fremantle can play Nat Fyfe in the right.
Not at the centre square.
Why not? Sean Grigg can.
Too risky of injury.
They're probably the same height.
Sean Grigg.
Same part, aren't they?
If Sean Grigg did a PCL, it would be like, oh no, it's just Sean Grigg. No discredit. Sean Grigg is a good player.
Rigger.
But Fyfe with injury history, they don't want to risk.
Former Carlton superstar.
He does ruck around the ground a lot.
Definitely better at Carlton.
They'll probably bring in Atmos.
Bring third man back up.
I don't know.
Third man up back.
Is there any other news there, Dicko? You got the Carlisle's out for 2 weeks or something?
No, Hall of Fame was on tonight. No one really cares.
Yeah, give us the Hall of Fame info. Who's in there?
Old Neatsy got in. Old Terry Wallace.
Everybody's favourite player, Bernie Naylor.
So the rules are now they have to put two players in from the last 10 years.
Okay.
Fucked up reason. Makes no sense.
Okay.
Matthew Scott's in. Good player, but yeah.
He's Reese's favourite fullback of all time.
Love him.
Neatsy,
overrated.
And then Wayne Johnston, obviously. Mel Winnan, clearly.
Mm.
And then obviously our favourite, Bernie Naylor.
Benny.
Is he the legend?
He's
a legend, but
I
haven't announced.
I don't know. They should have been announced, but I can't tell.
All right. Fair enough.
That's pretty much the news for the week. Nothing exciting.
Give us the chocolates. The chocolatiers.
Okay, so.
What's some info about peptides? Which everyone.
Yeah, we just bought some peppies. What we got on the peppies? What do I get?
You get cancer in a bottle.
Yeah, so hold on. Let's talk about this first. What peppies did I get?
GW.
Let me have a look. Elite Psalms Decavar. So we got some MK2866. We're turning into Essendon here.
Yeah, these are Essendon brand peptides.
Yep. And then what was the other one we got?
Straight from Stephen Dank's house.
What was the other one we got?
GW,
yep.
501516.
Okay, so this is the one that was tested on mice and rapidly increased.
You can get these
rats. Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, rats. Yeah.
That would rapidly increase tumor growth, and we're going to all start taking it to get.
You can get these at the
Instagram page.
You can get these at the merch booth at the G this week. We're at the Essendon game.
But yeah, follow our Instagram page. We're going to start taking those and
you'll
probably
see us get shredded. Yeah,
probably
and our lift.
Doing those.
Yeah, get on our lift. There's a picture of each of us on there. Rectally.
Suppository,
yeah.
We'll supposit them.
On the votes.
Okay. Coming from West Western Bulldogs, Brody Grundy ran a...
Scotty Pendlebury. Dependlebury.
And yeah, Tom Phillips.
Three sevens. You don't see that very often.
Next game, Richmond, St Kilda, Josh Caddy ran right. 10.
Six goals he kicked.
Dane Beams relinquished the captaincy and takes BOG.
The Beamer.
Brisbane versus Sydney. Brisbane didn't win, did they?
No. But the Beamer.
Oh, Robinson. Oh, he's a big hit on fucking what's his name? Robbo. Do you follow his Instagram? He's
good. No, does he got this?
Yeah. Okay. Geelong Carlton, old Cripper, up to number two on the AFL
legend
votes. We've got eight, and Tom Stewart got eight as well. GWS versus Essendon. GWS have had it for the season. Dyson Heppel and Zaharakis shared the chocolates for nine each.
There you go, the peptide GW. Hawthorn
versus West Coast. Gaffa got 10.
Oh, Gaffa, I was wondering. Gowie got 7.
Melbourne versus Adelaide. Angus Brayshaw took out 10.
Yeah, gassy.
And my man Hibbard, who doesn't do any super coach, he nearly cracked 100. Good on him. Got 4.
It's Hibbard.
Hibbard.
No, that's just how some of the commentators say it. Oh, yeah. Like Fremantle.
Speaking of the devil, Jared Waite got 9. He tore Fremantle's arsehole. You know who is the fucking superstar, though. Michael Walters is, he is your best player. No, he's better than Nat 5. He's the man. He's on the same level. I'm telling you.
He's on the same level.
He is that good. He is. Wow, superstar. So the leaderboard, we've got still Nat 5 up the top. Cripper.
Because Fife second got 3 votes.
I don't know how Cochin's 30. He's obviously just missed a consistency.
Cochy. I've been coached. All right, we'll do our votes. I'll go first. I gave 1 to Mickey Walters, 2 to Angus Brayshaw, 3 to Andrew the running machine, uncontested possession Gaff.
All right, he's been getting a lot more contested possessions. No joke.
Okay. 4 to the Beamer, Dane Beams. That's the right Beams, right, Damien?
Yep.
And 5 to the man who is, yeah, he's, what is the, trying to think of a quote from Caddyshack, don't have one. So, Josh Caddy, 5 minutes.
Okay, mine, I'll give 1 to.
It's a par 4.
1 to Angus Brayshaw, 2 to our man of the week, every week, Waitey.
Oh,
3 to man. 3 to Gaffer. 2 to Uncaptain McGee, Dane Beams, and
5. Caddyshack, yeah. 6 goals. Stood up with Revolt out.
He did. Got fucking done. I can't believe he got 2 weeks, though.
Did you expect 2 weeks? That should be the news.
Who got 2 weeks?
Hello.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And they challenged it tonight.
Oh, yeah, we said that before. I don't even know why he got what it was for.
So it was like a spoiler like this.
Oh, yeah, I know. Him out. I remember it, yeah.
So he did knock him out, but
yeah. I thought it would have been one. The result dictating the...
That could happen like 10 times in a game, be a free kick.
Yeah.
And guys... Yeah,
they're adjudicating on the result, not the action, which is stupid.
Oh, Croft, what are your votes?
Yeah,
My votes, really? 1 vote. Cripper.
Ah!
2 votes. Angus Brayshaw.
Bray.
Gussie.
Bray.
3 votes. Dane Beams.
Beamer.
4 votes. Caddyshack.
Oh.
5 votes. Andrew Gaff.
Oh. Damn it. I thought he was going to give it to Waitey. Gaffer was
to
good.
The Gaffster. All right. Well, fair enough.
What are we talking about today? Kurt Muterman, player of the year?
with the Gaffster, that's a good segue. We'll discuss West Coast again.
We will. We've got to discuss word of the day as well.
Because they won in Melbourne. They did it. They beat Hawthorn.
Well, they haven't lost in Melbourne.
Did you see the game? Yeah, I know, but, you know.
I honestly thought they would lose this game just because Hawthorn lost the week before.
Yeah, and I tipped Hawthorn, so I obviously thought they were going to lose as well.
I watched the whole game. They didn't play very well.
I heard that.
But they won.
It's because they didn't have Kurt Muterman.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, they didn't play very well, but they still... Yeah, they just got... It was kind of like the Carlton game when they didn't play that well against Carlton, but they still got the job done. They played a bit better than that. They played a bit better than what they did against Carlton.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they were at the top of their game against Carlton.
they still... Yeah.
If you're defensively pretty solid, you allow yourself to...
Well, the thing is, they didn't play that well, but Hawthorn didn't play that well either. Yeah, Hawthorn, they literally just had... Isaac Smith running around.
Hawthorn have been a little bit off the pace.
Yeah, they weren't hitting their targets. I thought their only player was Isaac Smith.
Mm. Smithy. He's having a pretty good season, actually, Isaac Smith.
Got that hair lock. Like,
yeah. Speed Demon. He's just like...
I love Speed Demon.
Croft, did you see it?
Yeah.
No, I saw the start and then I fell asleep and then I saw the end.
Oh,
I'm good at falling asleep. So no games on the weekend.
I did see Willy Rioli's bum pat though. That's all I saw.
Willy Rioli. Yeah. Yeah, Willy Rioli had a really good patch. He took like a little kind of a hanger, and then he did some
kicked a great crumbing goal. Just bam, bam.
Yeah. He played well. He's bam, bam. Pretty good.
Thank you, man.
But yeah, West Coast, they're still. I think they're eyeing off a top two spot.
Yeah, they're looking good.
But they got St Kilda this week. They're going to win that.
You'd think so, yeah.
I foresee a dramatic fall, and they're going to get the wooden spoon.
I think you're
eight wins,
nine wins. So nine wins. That means Carlton need to win eight. Holy fuck! St Kilda have won one game. I can't believe that.
Some bad performances. Yeah. Okay. Well. Fair enough.
Yeah, I think. What about the other West Australian mob, Fremantle?
I was going to talk about the Kangaroos, but we can talk about Fremantle and work into the
West Aussie podcast, obviously.
So Fremantle watched their game, obviously, and I don't know. I mean, North Melbourne are a pretty good team. I think we're gradually figuring that out.
I think they're getting all right. I
was flummoxed. Yes,
yes. Word of the day, cracked it.
Do you know what flummoxed me?
Confused.
I was absolutely flummoxed and flabbergasted.
That's good.
When the ball went inside.
Oh, I haven't seen this. 50, I haven't seen this. How do I see this?
Fremantle were down by three. I'm sure if you click on.
It'll be ten of the best moments. You reckon?
Maybe if you click on their game. If you click on the thing.
Yeah, well, we keep going.
So, anyways. And the ball goes inside 50, and there's poor old Joel Hamling battling away as he does. Spoils the ball, pops up in the air, and he just gets tackled without the ball.
Ah, breaking
thrown
news.
Thrown to the ground.
Breaking news. Kevin Sheedy became a legend.
Ah, well deserved. Sheeds. He gets thrown to ground, and I think Sean Attlee runs through, that speedy little fuck, picks up the ball, runs and kicks a goal. Heartbreaker for Fremantle, and then Sandilands is knocked out, and there's just no chance from there. And that really stuffed him. Like, but umpiring didn't, like, I was getting pretty frustrated. I don't normally...
The umpiring was shocking. I was watching that game. It was horrible.
I don't normally like to blame the umpires, use it as like an excuse. And it probably didn't cost them the game because, to be fair, early in the game, they weren't playing particularly well and North Melbourne was letting them off the hook a fair bit. So it probably didn't cost them the game, but it certainly didn't help. And there's a lot of off-ball free kicks that are a little bit ticky-touchwood for mine. Ones where... you know, guys were just jostling because there's a lot of tagging in that game. And then they were just paying off the ball free kicks.
There were a lot of 50 meter penalties and off the ball.
50s, yeah.
Free and kicks. It was all, I was like, just fucking let them, just like, let bring back the biff. Just let them fucking do it.
The free kick count doesn't always, like, it probably wasn't that drastically in North Melbourne's favour if you look at the raw numbers, but it's the placement of the free kicks. There's free kicks that in your back 50. That just give you nothing, and there's free kicks that directly give a goal, or non-free kicks like the Hamling one that give a goal. So that was frustrating. Fremantle, they're just not getting enough pressure. They're not putting enough pressure on. Their effort was okay, but they need to be getting in people's faces and laying more tackles, I think. And they're still heavily reliant on Sandilands, which is a bit of a concern. Until Sean Darcy can get his body right and play.
Now, what's wrong with Sean Darcy?
Small football. I think he did a PCL or something, maybe. Fucking
hell. What a silly Billy.
Yeah, did you see Langdon's chase down? That was pretty good.
Oh, I love Langdon.
Okay, so we'll talk about some positives for Freo. Ed Langdon, you know how there's a moment in like AFL players, like the first 20 to 30 games where...
Oh, look at this.
Look how far back he comes from. Where they're getting a game...
Doesn't give up. Oh my God, well, how slow, who is that?
they're getting a game and you're sort of thinking...
That was Tom Bell awareness.
You're thinking, okay, they're being given an opportunity here. Are they AFL level or are they just going to be a waffle player, a VFL player or whatever? Are they going to make it? He's crossed over that threshold now. It's like, yep, we've got an AFL caliber player here. He's definitely... AFL level wingman. He's very good. He's getting better all the time. Obviously, yeah, we've talked about having speedy players and how influential that can be. You watched some of the game, Croft. Do you have anything to say on a framework perspective? And then we'll talk about North, I guess.
Yeah, no, I mean, nothing. I said nothing new. I think...
I said Waitie would win the game.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. But like Waitie and Ben Brown didn't have a very big first half.
Yeah, they just display. Waitie had a patch in the third quarter. I think
they were well held. But then, in that third quarter...
Rig of the Wakey week. Rig of the week goes to Wakey. Yeah. There's some beautiful love handles. Mm.
But yeah, like from a Fremantle perspective, yeah, I think like you said, I don't think free kicks burnt them very much. I think missed chances going into the forward 50, I think, probably hurt them. Like most teams that struggle tend to struggle on that entry kick inside 50.
And that's where like they're missing a bit of link up play with not having like Brad Hill there. And that's why Langdon's playing super well, but they don't have many other guys because Stephen Hill's playing like a halfback. So that next kick, it's like they got Langdon and they don't really have any other.
Hilly's
like
not
runners.
In the best of form at the moment.
Hilly's not. I mean, he had a good patch in the second half of that game when they were making a run where he was getting influential, but he's been in and out. I think he had interrupted preseason, so he's probably just building a bit still. But I think their problem is, as has been like the forward line, and probably not having Tabanar there again makes life hard for McCarthy. Brennan Cox is playing, but he's not quite as big as Tabanar. And the thing about Brennan Cox is, even though he's one of those guys like Shannon Hearn that looks old, but he's actually only 19 years old. So he's just a kid. And he took us some good... He marks the ball well, as I pointed out to you during the game, Crawf.
Mm.
And he gets some shots, but he's not a good set shot at the moment. So he wastes some opportunities as well.
Which Mundy's still a superstar.
Mundy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good
That's what I noticed that game. Like they've moved him into different positions and stuff, but he's still really good.
Yeah, he's not getting as many possessions, but and that's the thing as well. When they made their run, they chucked him in the middle and he just instantly made... He's still a gun at it. That's the thing about the Freo's old guys. Like they've got a few old guys hanging on, but I think I'm 100% now Sandlin should play next year. I think he can, absolutely. He doesn't really need to run much, and he just smashes it in the center square clearances. Like he's still very impact. He doesn't mark the ball much around the ground and stuff like that, and he could probably be exposed against certain ruckmen. But I think that's a thing where they can grow, and if Darcy develops, they can pick and choose. They don't have to play Sandlin's every week, and against teams where they think he's going to be a problem, they get exposed, they can, you know, not play him, but other times they can and he gives them a big advantage. In a big game like a grand final to win it all, I'd want Sandlin's there.
Yeah,
even though he's got flaws, but I think the advantages outweigh the disadvantages.
As a bit of an aside here, these North Melbourne jumpers look like Port Adelaide jumpers.
They do, the V ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, for Freo, like I think this will be Michael Johnson's last year. Definitely, hopefully, Daniel Pierce's last year. I mean, he played okay, Daniel Pierce, in his defense. I'm pretty hard on him, but like, I just think there's no point. He shouldn't be playing. Like, he shouldn't be playing right now. Yeah. But most of their other guys, I think, can go on. So there should be a reasonable crossover with these other young guys coming up and coming down. So you obviously didn't see the game, Dico?
No, I'm watching it right now.
It should come up soon. It's coming up soon. I think they're
just not showing it.
They're not showing it, are they?
The Freo were close on this when it happened.
Yeah, I think it was just the play before this. They didn't show it. God damn it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
It wasn't a highlight, that's for sure. So that's probably why they're not putting it there.
So anyways, North Melbourne looked pretty good to me. I think they can definitely make the finals, given that's a big win for them over here.
Are the Dockers?
Oh, it's probably McGovern they're talking about. The other thing I want to talk about is probably, you should probably start watching videos so you can actually contribute to the podcast in some way. GWS.
They're gone. They're
fucked. Look at the ladder. You talk about GWS. Guys, talk about Freo for like 10 minutes straight.
I have nothing to say about GWS, but they are... So on the ladder, they are 4 wins, 5 losses, 97%. They have Adelaide next, who got fucking walloped by Melbourne. So they'll be firing up. And it's home game. That's another loss. That'll be 5 losses straight. What do you think?
Yeah.
They have Dylan Buckley now, but...
Unfortunately, it's not a reflection on the talent pool of the team. I think they've been absolutely hammered by injuries, and you know that's one of the things is that injuries are such a huge part to succeed as a team, and you know you rarely overcome it. I think the Bulldogs overcame it in their fluke of a year, but
Fremantle had like an absolute shit ton of injuries.
Yeah, it was the year that
it was the year before they made the.
It was the year that what's his name got sacked. It was the year they got Ross Lyon at the end of it.
Well, it's the same thing that happened to Brett Ratton. Yeah. Like, they finished fifth the year before, and then the next year they had a host of injuries, and Brett Ratton got the sack.
So, yeah.
Then they got 2010,
Freo made the finals. They eliminated Hawthorn. And then 2011, they had heaps of injuries, didn't make the finals. And then they sacked Mark Harvey and they got Lyon. 2012, they made the, they like started slow and built. And then 2013, they made the grand final. So that's the trajectory of Fremantle timeline.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think, yeah. No, GWS.
I think we all had them up there as, you know, possibly finishing third. Like, did we all have them top of the ladder or are they thereabouts? Like,
yeah, I think so.
Just shows you don't fucking know.
Well, you know, you can't tip those things. You can't tip injuries. Like, you can't say, oh, I think this player is going to get injured. Because, you know, as a fan of the game, you want everybody to be healthy all the time, don't you? So,
Be hopeful, really.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, I just hope Dylan Buckley.
I think they'll get their players back and they'll probably make the finals. If they can get it together in time and make the finals, there'll still be a chance. Because they have probably the most talent, but it's just a matter of if they can actually get everyone back on the park. Delidio is going to be out for 8 weeks or something, I'm pretty sure. That's not going to help him.
Really? And he was just playing good.
Yeah, he was actually playing well at the start of the year, so pretty disappointing for them.
I think they're flummoxed.
Yeah, I think they are flummoxed. Croft, you may as well talk about the Carlton game, I'm assuming.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't? Okay, yeah. Sorry about Carlton.
Yeah, I mean, after a 100-point thrashing, it's hard to watch. I watched a little bit. I watched the second quarter. It's Carlton have the same problems, and I've said it before, and I'm probably a broken record at this point. They can play good football until they kick it into forward 50, and it's like there's no chance. There's absolutely no chance. The ball's coming straight. It seemed like they had a few little runs there and really took it to Geelong, which I think is probably, you'd be worried about Geelong at this stage a little bit. Yeah, maybe they had an off day, but you would have thought they would have been. They wouldn't have had as hard of a time as you would think.
They need to sort out their ruckman.
Yeah.
I think they really need to sort out the ruckman.
But there were some, there was some really good exciting plays. There was a good, I think it was Cunningham goal. I think Paddy Dow put on two efforts in the middle of the ground. He tackled one person, then the ball spilled out. He tackled another person, then got it out to Petrescu Seaton, who handballed it over to Cunningham, who went into an open goal. It was a really good play. So, you know, promising signs as usual, but it's about, you know, consistency. And I guess, you know, they responded. I think that's what a lot of people talk about is, you know, if you get smashed by 100 points, you know, that's done. How do you respond the next week? And you can say they get a pass mark on that playing against Geelong and holding their own. But, you know, losing the game still isn't great. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you reckon
everybody's going to be going for Tom Lynch.
He'd be the perfect player for them. Oh. He'd pretty much complete that. Because if you think, this is something else I was thinking about Fremantle, if you look at their lineup and you project like 2 years from now when their rebuild's supposed to be like coming to a head, their back line, you've got Hamling, fullback, Alex Pearce and a halfback, Luke Ryan, Connor Blakely probably in the pockets, Nathan Wilson on the flank, maybe Stephen Hill on the other flank, Brad Hill and Langdon on the wings, Fife, Neil, maybe Mundy. Walters, maybe, yeah, well, Mundy might not be there then, but maybe Mundy, maybe Harley Bennell. And then you look at forward, imagine if they had Tom Lynch, then he's paired with McCarthy, Matera.
Harley Bennell just played a game.
Potentially Walters. Yeah, Harley Bennell's played 3 games now for Peel, and he's built up. Yeah, so the first game he played like
Peel,
one quarter or something and had 8 possessions. Second game he had 12 possessions and a goal. This game, he had 16 possessions and a goal, and he played in the midfield, apparently, and he's sprinting numbers. I think Ross Lyon said he did like about 70% AFL game numbers. So I think he's probably 1 or 2 games off.
It's a long time.
Yeah, so see how it goes. But yeah, apparently he's doing the most like high-volume sprinting he's done since he's been at Fremantle at the moment, so he's in good shape, but you never know, as you know, with the old calfy. Sometimes they just pop up.
They do.
All right. Have you got any super coach info?
I have nothing because I absolutely fucked this week. I went up against top guy on our side, top guy on our ladder, and I forgot to do any changes. I opened it on Friday morning and forgot about it. And then I had 5 people not playing.
He gave you a touch up.
Well, I'll say this.
I think he got his highest score of the year, like nearly 2,400. So
I'll say this. I had to do an emergency trade out with Callum Mills done for the season.
Oh, yeah.
Mills. So he had to go straight down. I don't think he was doing that good, but.
All right. The trade trends this week. Timothy Smith from Melbourne. Everybody's getting him in. Look at this. Timothy Smith.
That's a good. That's a good.
It's all Timothy Smiths. Everyone's dumping Tim Kelly. Obviously, Radigalia, if you had him, you got to get rid of him. He's not coming back.
Oh, that's another fucking roast. Fuck those commentators.
I didn't.
Oh, I think he's done his knee. Oh, I don't know. Oh, he's clearly snapped his fucking leg, you dickheads. And then they're just debating about what the drug he's having. I'm like, just fucking Google, you idiots. how dummy. It's not what it is.
Oh, yeah, pentothal.
What drug would it be?
Methoxyflurane. And they're like, oh, is it pethidine? Oh, he's on the morphine. Yeah, I'm like, you fucking know. You fucking idiots. Fuck Jason Dunstall or whatever the fuck.
Well, that's all they do. Like, whenever somebody injures themselves, they all try and speculate as to what the injury is. I've seen one where, like, somebody's, like, got a hit to the head and is concussed, and they're like, oh, I think he's done an ankle. I think he might have done it. It's like, it's literally the opposite the end of the body.
It's just so obvious. It's like, are you not watching what we're watching, though? Like, this cunt's leg fucking snapped. I'm like, what?
Who was commentating? I hope not Jared
Healy. It was Jason Dunstall, and maybe Dwayne Russell doesn't do anything. Might have been Dwayne Russell.
Well, he's having a tough day at the office. That's what Dwayne Russell would have said. This is not a good day at the office for Emilio Ratigal. I don't know his first name.
Salvo or something?
Yeah, Salvo. Like
all right, he wishes it was Emilio.
Let's do tipperoos, eh?
Okay.
You got the fixture up?
Yeah.
Well, get it up.
Did Murray not play this weekend?
Oh, no, he's your dad.
Okay, let's have a look at the next fucking thing. Okay, round 11. Friday, Sydney versus Carl Town at the SCG. 4th versus 18th. I will go for Sitters.
You even Carlton a Friday night game. Look at that.
You'd have to go Sydney, I think.
Yes, Sydney Swans.
What's next?
We have a five-header on the Saturday. We have Western Bulldogs versus Melbourne. I'm going to go for the high-flying Melbourne.
High-flying Melbourne?
Do you fucking smash Adelaide by 100 points?
Melbourne Demons Football Club. I think, they actually took a big scalp last week. So now I'm jumping on board a little
bit. Adelaide are pretty injury-struck. Yeah. But, you know, you can only beat who's in front of you. So good on them.
Next one, middle of the ladder clash. Hawthorn versus Port Adelaide. 10th versus
9th. This is a tough one. This could decide who makes the finals out of these two.
Well, Port Adelaide can lose to make the finals because they play one less game. And they're one game ahead of Hawthorn. Like, it would be good if Hawthorn win. To keep it balanced. And I think
Hawthorn will win. Okay. Interesting take on that.
I'm going to go Port Adelaide.
I'll go Hawthorn.
The Gold Coast Suns versus the Geelong Cats. Now, I'm going to go for Geelong.
Yes, Geelong Cats.
Richmond. I'm going to go. Ooh. Richmond have not been very good, and they nearly got touched up by St Kilda on the weekend.
I'm going to go for Richmond because they are good.
Richmond.
Okay, next game. Eagles versus St Kilda. 9 wins versus Eagles. 1 win.
Yes, West Coast Eagles.
The next game, Weighty versus the Lions. I'm going to go for Weighty.
Yes. Go for Weighty.
Weighty. Waity and Ben Cunnington.
North Melbourne for me.
The Collie Wobbles versus the Dockers.
I think Fremantle's going to win this one.
Tough one. I have to go for...
I'm going
to
go Collingwood.
They've been very good at the MCG under Ross the Boss, even they've been shit this year. They're going to get it done.
I'm going to have to go for...
Collingwood don't tag. They don't tag. Fifey's going to smash him. What was the thing, Reese, on the weekend?
He's going to kick eight.
We had a bet. I was like, Collingwood don't tag. They just don't tag. It was your mate. I was like, McRae's going to have a blinder because Collingwood don't tag. There's no, you know, like, who's going to win the brown? Like, he's shit.
Did he not get anything?
He got 32 or something. But
we needed him to have 35.
Every time he was around, he was like looking for the easy kick.
You can have a bad game. No. Calm down. Just because it's the only game you've watched him, he's not a crab.
You were like, this guy's the best player I've ever seen in my life. I think he's Gary Ablett Senior.
I said he could win the Brownlow and he'll be like the next Shane Woe Woden. That's what he'll be like if he wins the Brownlow.
Well, he's going to be more like the next Wait. He's going to be the next Ashley Sampi and just be out of the league next year.
I think Ashley Sampi was playing in some local football league and he got...
All right, next one, next tip.
Adelaide versus the Giants.
Ooh,
this is tough.
They're in bad form, but it's in Adelaide, so Adelaide. For mine.
Yeah, we'll go for Adelaide. They'll bounce back.
All right.
Bounce back from an atrocious...
Adelaide, yeah.
Tips are done. We're going to do Croft's Cook.
Is your cooking or something up?
But...
The Rijat,
I'm going to do a cook.
Well, I was going to just pass it. I was just going to handball it over to you, make a Colo's cook.
I'm going
to
do the Colo's
because cook. Because we took... I was going to cook the umpiring of the Fremantle game because... Yeah. Or the Fremantle North game because of all the fucking off-the-ball bullshit that was called and it didn't need to be called.
Sort of discussed.
But we've discussed that already. All right. Let's give Colo... Colo's got a good cook.
Come on.
You're going to like this.
You're going to love it.
All right. And this is going to be unexpected. I'm cooking Fremantle captain Nathan Fife. He had a good game. But
he starts off with a dick suck. Okay.
Late in the game. Yeah. And it was probably past the chance for Fremantle to win. But still, there was time left on the clock, you know. Yeah, and you're the captain. There's a ball up inside... I think it was inside Fremantle's forward 50, actually. Yeah, because it was to the right of screen. And Fifey had his man bun knocked out when he, in the contest. And while they're balling the ball up, he's doing this. He's standing here like this.
Shave your fucking head, cunt!
He's putting his hair in the ponies like this. And the ball, okay, so look at me now. So I'm still one wrap around. It's still, the ball's still, it's up in the air now. The ball's been tapped now. He's still looping around another time. The ball's in a player's hand running towards him. He's putting around again.
Are you serious?
And then it's coming at him. And then he just finishes, then puts his hands out to receive the handball. Doesn't get it. Then the ball gets like scrimmaged, rushed through for a point. And then there's a point kicked. And when everyone's setting up the zone, he's going for it again. He obviously didn't get it done right the first time.
That needs to be cooked. Like, it's different if it's you're putting your fucking shoe on, but doing your hair up, like, just let your hair out.
Just play with your hair down for 5 minutes. You're a contested possession beast. You're second in the competition. We need you on the throw-in or the ball up to get the fucking footy.
He needs some fucking nice hard... Brill cream gel or something. That,
just to slick it right down.
Or shave your fucking hair.
Hate the man. I don't mind. I'm growing my hair out. I'm going to be just like Fifey. But if my hair came out of the thing and the ball was there.
Your hair is a lot better than Fifey's. Fifey's hair is atrocious.
Thank you. If
Fife's hair is...
I have to tie mine up for footy because it just dropped my hair, just grows forward and goes in my face. But if I... if it came out, I wouldn't tie it up again until the ball was well and truly out of my area. At least. Like, he could have just got the ball and kicked a goal and then tied up after the goal. That would have been good.
Yeah, I agree. But that's a cook.
So that's like that. Very cook-worthy because in the middle of a game, you can't be... And how are you going to tell the young guys, we need to put more pressure on to be more engaged and more intense? It's like, mate, you're doing your fucking hair. Bullshit. So I don't get into Fifey very often because he's a god amongst men, but...
-3 votes for that.
He needs to do a bit better.
He definitely needs to be racing.
And I think that's all we've got time for this week, so...
Okay, well, we're going to say keep well in Russian.
Kitimoto dazilya.
Russia, derzhatsya.
Keep well.
Keep well.